The Israeli cabinet this morning voted to release 100 Palestinian prisoners who are members of Hamas and Islamic Jihad. And Israeli Army Radio reported that soldiers began demolishing a large roadblock near the West Bank city of Ramallah. The move comes just hours before Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon leaves for Washington and a Tuesday meeting with President Bush. And they follow a week in which Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas received a sympathetic hearing at the White House. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us from Jerusalem. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Leanne.
First, tell us more about this cabinet decision to release more prisoners.
Well, it was clearly designed to ease some pressure on Sharon in advance of his meeting with President Bush this week. The vote was 14-9 in favor, which was not as close as had predicted. There, some Israeli media had said that Sharon might even lose the vote, which would have been a real setback for him. Several of the ministers who voted in favor said that they were trying to strengthen Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. What it means is that a total of close to 600 Palestinian prisoners will be released in the next week or so. Now, for Palestinians on the street, the prisoner issue is really crucial to gaining popular support for the peace plan. Israel also began demolishing roadblocks in the West Bank near Ramallah and said that they will give Palestinians another 9,000 work permits. After heavy American pressure, Sharon also agreed that he will turn over two more Palestinian cities, most likely Jericho and Qalqilya, to Palestinian control. Israel has already pulled its troops out of part of Gaza and has turned security control over to the Palestinians in Bethlehem.
You just mentioned heavy U.S. pressure. Do the Israelis expect more pressure from President Bush when Sharon visits the White House Tuesday?
Israeli officials say that it is likely. I mean, they say that, of course, it's Prime Minister Sharon's eighth visit to the White House. He has a very good relationship with President Bush. And in public, they play down and they say, well, you know, there's not going to be any pressure. They see eye to eye. But privately, they're very concerned, especially on the issue of what Israel calls the separation fence and Palestinians call the wall, of course, with its echo of the Berlin Wall. President Bush on Friday called it the wall for the first time, and Israeli media reports say there will be pressure on Sharon to stop building the most controversial parts, which annex large areas of the West Bank. The Bush administration wants it built either on the 1967 borders between Israel and the West Bank or stopped completely. And Sharon is likely to at least postpone some of the building that would annex large areas of the West Bank and a lot of Palestinian farmland.
So how are both sides reacting to Prime Minister Abbas's meeting Friday with President Bush?
Well, the Palestinians are very satisfied. I mean, it was the first visit by a Palestinian leader in 3 years. It was very public. It was very warm. At least Palestinian media reports say President Bush was very impressed with both the prime minister and with security chief Mohammed Dahlan and with the Palestinian finance minister Salam Fayyad. One of the things that's interesting is that Prime Minister Sharon's visit to the White House will follow the exact same script, a short private meeting with President Bush, statements in the White House, and then a private lunch. So it's clear that the White House sees Abbas and Sharon at the same level. And Israeli officials are actually a little bit nervous because, you know, for the past 3 years, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has been persona non grata. And now Israel has to deal with a situation where Abbas and Dahlan and Fayyad are sort of the new darlings in Washington. One Israeli commentator said Israel feels as if the parent, meaning the Bush administration, had just given birth to another sibling, meaning its infatuation with the Palestinian Authority, and Israel feels a little bit left out by this.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.